Hey, John is on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, John. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's going on? How can we help you?
Just bought a home in August, new home and a new home subdivision off of Highway 46. And they put in really bad grass, I think. It's Bermuda grass. I hate it. It doesn't look good.
Wait a minute. And, is it full sun?
What's that?
Is it full sun out there?
I couldn't understand your question.
Is it full sun conditions where that Bermuda grass is growing?
Yeah, there's full sun where it's growing, and then in my backyard I got big oak trees, and it's not growing at all back there.
Yeah, no, yeah, it wouldn't live back
there.
That's
the problem.
So I'm wondering, I saw this new product. I read Texas Gardening Magazine. I saw this new product called Texas Tech Grass. Have you seen this?
Yes, forget it.
Tech Turf?
Yeah, no.
You don't like it?
No. You think that Bermuda looks bad?
Yeah.
Where do you put that trashy stuff out there? That's a buffalo grass.
They got shadow. They got some kind of stuff called shade turf, though. It supposedly grows in the...
No. No,
that,
it's a lie.
Buffalo grass is even less shade tolerance than Bermuda, and it's a real drought tolerant grass, but it doesn't have a tight sod. Even, you know, in each of the new varieties, they're trying to get it a tighter sod. But if you're not satisfied with Bermuda, you certainly won't be with buffalo grass unless you like a ground cover, you know, and are willing to grow it high. It's got to be in full sun. It does better in heavy soil, and it does better where the like on southern exposures or western where it really gets hot.
Yeah,
but I agree with Jerry. It's
and that let's see, they call it a Marichade, don't they?
Marichade, I thought it was a St. Augustine.
Well,
yeah.
I was fussing with Arthur Milberger the other day. He'll be ashamed of himself naming any grass shade because that assumes, people assume,
I think
that grass is going to do well in the shade.
I think they did use that in one of the tests, too, didn't
and
they?
It ain't going to do well in any shade, right. Any
now,
better than anything else.
But the
to get rid of the Bermuda,
really
do I just start pulling it up, or what's the best way to get rid of it?
Bermuda? Why don't you leave it out in sunny spots?
You didn't like it?
Why don't you?
I don't like it. I don't. It looks totally brown. My yard looks brown.
Why,
right
sure,
now.
It's brown. It's winter.
But the
what is wrong with you? Where are you from?
Well, I just moved here from California. I had that nice fescue.
Forget it.
All year round, man.
Forget everything you saw in California.
Yeah, fescue won't survive here either. But make sure you, if kind of look here at Milberger's, they've got the examples of all the turf grasses here. Come and look at those. But we're going to, almost all of our grasses, you're going to face a period, if it gets cold enough, you're going to have a dormant period. Of course, the Bermuda tolerates the drought well, but maybe you would use something like Floritam, St. Augustine in the shade in the back, and then you look at Bermuda or your Zoysia grass or something in the front.
And tell him dirt is brown, too.
Yeah. But,
when all that stuff dies out there that you want to plant, dirt is brown, too.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of experiments with fescue grass. They do well in the wintertime here, but they just don't survive our summers.
Yeah, it's too hot.
Yeah, the nights are hot, so it just, you know, like California in the desert, you get really hot days, but the nights cool down.
Would you like to keep that Bermuda green in the winter?
Huh? I'd love to keep it green.
Okay, the green paint. You can get that green spray paint and spray it upwind, and when you get through doing that, you'll feel better. They tell me.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't know. I've never tried that, but Mark Peterson has, I think. And
all right. You guys don't believe in the Texas turf then, huh?
Hell no. That's from Texas Tech. What do they know about grass up there?
Okay.
You make sure you see it before you decide on it, because if you don't like Bermuda, you're not going to like it.
Okay.
But it's a good idea to come on out here and see.
Well put.
See all of the
a lot better than
all of these lawn grasses out here, and you can kind of pick and choose which look best to you.
Run barefoot.
I think the zoysias are the prettiest, but there's no ideal grass for this area, so you got to make a tough decision.
Kind of got to mix and match.
Yeah.
Well, here's our grass person right here. Let's let Professor Peterson tell us,
yes,
if knowing after you've taken care of all the grass Peterson. Plots and everything and have now become a specialist in grass, before you used to smoke it, now you evaluate what would you tell this person to do? What would be your grass pick for his sunny location out front and his shady location in the back?
I'm sorry, what was that,
Jerry? Oh, man. He's got a sunny location in the front, and he doesn't like brown Bermuda in the winter. And then he got St. Augustine. He got shade in the back, and the Bermuda's dying in the shade. I don't know why. And he's wondering if this Texas Tech stuff will do better than the grass eating at present.
Texas Turf.
Now that I've become part of SAWS, I'm learning to become more of a bureaucrat.
Really?
My answer. No, and actually, let's say I like the zoysias. I like the zoysias that would be...
They all died out there in your evaluation plot.
Yeah, they didn't die.
We're going to talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
Right here.
All right.
But I would like I would suggest that the gentleman comes out and looks at Milburgers, because I do think that some of these zoysias would be really good for both situations.
You have turned into a bureaucrat. Like Finch. Okay. Won't give me an answer. I just did. Stick with a Bermuda in the front and put Floridam in the back.
Okay.
I don't have to be a bureaucrat.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thanks a lot.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care.